Probably in September that they hope to have emergency approval, maybe in October. How are you on vaccinating the kids?
I think that's a little more sketchy. I think that the biggest thing is just the risk factor is a lot different for kids. I mean, basically the risk of the coronavirus has been less than pneumonia, and I don't see anyone shutting down schools or society for the risk of pneumonia. So, if it's available, I think it'll be something where I will personally with my kids wait and see. I don't think there's any reason to be an early adopter with that. I'm not worried about my kids catching the coronavirus. To me, it's the same level of risk as a car crash. You know, it's there. It's a background risk. I don't want it to happen. It does happen. It's tragic. But, to think that it's something beyond that is just not borne out by the data for kids under 12.
Do you worry that the schools could become a super spreader, though?
Well, I mean, in what way? I mean, do I think it's possible to spread? Sure, absolutely. It's just like it's possible to spread anywhere. But I mean, what we've seen from not just around the country but around the world is you can open schools effectively. You can take mitigation measures like, you know, leaving kids in groups. If someone's sick, don't come to school. I mean, that's probably the biggest thing. I think that the greater risk is for an adult who's unvaccinated. I mean, at this point, that's on you. I mean, if you want to take that risk, that's a risk you're taking. I'm not worried about kids in school passing it on. I mean, I think one of the great ironies we're gonna see is, you know, as the studies come out about natural immunity. Look, if you had natural immunity a year ago, it seems the study's obviously still evolving, but there's been, you know, pretty good study, I think, out of Israel that shows natural immunity was better than even getting vaccinated, and so. If your risk of dying from it as a child is on par with the flu, and then all of a sudden, you know, even if you get infected, you're going to have, you know, good immunity. It doesn't seem like a reason to me to close the schools down. Now, if kids were dying at the rate of 65-year-olds, yeah, that's a totally different conversation. But I mean, the data just shows the risk by age is just so dramatically different.
In our final minute, the president's going to speak to the nation tomorrow, not today, but tomorrow, relative to Afghanistan and the withdrawal from Afghanistan. What do you want to hear from the president tomorrow?
I resign. That would be a pretty good start.
I'm done.
What I would like to not hear is excuse making. Just own it. You know, it's not Trump's fault. You're the president. You're the one who did it. If you think this is the best way to go, if you want to justify leaving hundreds, if not thousands, of Americans behind, leaving, you know, tens to hundreds of thousands of Afghans and their family who worked with us to likely death, if not, you know, hiding in the best case scenario, explain it. Explain what happened, but don't lie to us. Don't keep changing your story. You could maybe apologize. That would be something. But, you know, I think we know what we're going to hear. It's going to be excuse making. It's not my fault. This was inevitable. You know, but we're going to hear, we planned for every contingency, and there was no way to prevent this from happening. So I imagine it'll be quite the speech.
Hey, Victor, always good. Thanks so much, man. I appreciate you. Have a great week. Best to you and your family. And we won't talk next week on Monday because we've got Labor Day. But we'll talk to you here soon. And you have a great Labor Day. I hope you and the family throw another shrimp on the Barbie for me, will you?
Appreciate it. Thanks, Kevin.
There you go. Victor Jakes, 3-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. And, we will be on Best Of next Monday. Stay where you are. More to do. Anthony Blinken is going to speak to the nation. He's the Secretary of State after completing this withdrawal from Afghanistan. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
And at 3:31, as we check out our traffic cams right now, you are bumper to bumper through the Spaghetti Bowl downtown on the 515 eastbound at Main Street. Really, the slowing starts on US 95 around Rancho as you enter that downtown area. Also, only two lanes out of four are available coming back the other way, beginning at Eastern. That's 515 westbound at Eastern, and you're pretty much bumper to bumper all the way up to Las Vegas Boulevard there on the 515. Congestion on Interstate 15 north at Sahara, south at Owens, and slow flows on that transition lane too. Those who are merging from Interstate 15 northbound over to 515 eastbound, expect delays through there too.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. The Raiders lose to the 49ers on Sunday, where they really don't play starters. The only projected Week 1 starter on the depth chart who played was linebacker Tanner Muse. Everybody else took the day off. No Marcus Mariota either. Nathan Peterman plays the whole game at quarterback for the Raiders. Completed 18 to 29 passes, 175 yards, one touchdown, one interception. 2 weeks from today, Monday Night Football on September 13th, Raiders open up the season against Baltimore. The UNLV football team, they begin their season on Thursday night when they match up against Eastern Washington. Las Vegas Aviators baseball losing at Oklahoma City yesterday 5-4. That series is set to continue this evening. This Sports Splash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
Doug.
Check it out, Limu. A roadside carnival.
Step right up, folks. Test your strength. Come see the fire-breathing baby.
Let's fan out and tell people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Look! An emu wearing sunglasses!
Limu, you're famous. Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Hi, Tom Baudet from Motel 6, leaving the light on for Meemaw and Peepaw and all the other Maws and Paws visiting the close to 4 million grandbabies born last year who've only seen you on a laptop. For all the bubbies, nanas, and papas ready to finally get your arms around those little loves, Motel 6 offers clean, comfortable rooms at a great low rate. We'll even call you Giga if you want. I'm Tom Bobo Baudet from Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So America has ended the longest war in its history. 20 years. And there's been varied reaction to all this. And in fact, let's take you back to the weekend and Waters World. And Sarah Palin, former governor of Alaska, and her reaction to the Biden blunders in Afghanistan. This is chapter and verse, spot on. This was Sarah Palin over the weekend on Waters World.
I imagine you're pretty angry, Governor. Do I have that right?
Pretty angry. I mean, it's a healthy position to be in, though, to go from sad to angry. And the rest of Americans had better be angry. You take action when you're angry.
Did you foresee this coming at all? I know we know Biden's track record's atrocious. But, I mean, this is in his honeymoon period. And we got a border crisis, a hostage crisis, a humiliating defeat on the battlefield, dead Marines. It's barely, not even September.
Well, we should have seen it coming. I mean, based on Biden's track record, nearly 50 years in government, blunder after blunder, people in his own party, his own quote-unquote supporters, letting Americans know, letting voters know before the vote was taken against Trump that he gets everything wrong. You know, Jesse, I looked the other night for the first time ever at debate clips where I was debating Biden back in 08. And I'm sitting there listening to this going, man, the more things change, the more they stay the same. He was a liar back then. He is a liar today. His track record should have allowed all of us to anticipate nothing but negative, nothing but bad, nothing but tragedy would happen under this man's watch.
Well, the media wanted him because he wasn't Trump. But not being Trump is giving us dead Marines and a foreign policy debacle, which is going to be tough to come back from. How do you see Joe's presidency going forward? I feel like he's got no credibility right now. His credibility shot on pretty much everything.
Right. And isn't that something that those of us kind of in that arena, at least at one time or another, knew he didn't have any credibility back then? So, you know, you can't just have some kind of credibility transplant overnight. He isn't a credible human being. He lies. He plagiarizes. I mean, all the things that we already know. And you're right. The media did want him to win. And the media clobbered anybody who was challenging him. And, you know, a lot of this is on the media's back, too. How I see it going, I think Republicans in Congress are wasting their time with their rhetoric about impeaching him, because they will never do it, because most politicians, as you notice, I'm sure, they're a bunch of windbags and they'll talk about it, but they won't do it. We have more of a chance of seeing him resign than we do he being impeached.
She's probably right on that. In fact, she is right on that. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on this historic Monday edition of Live and Local on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
Time for a weather update. It's a temperature. It could rain or not. It's either hot or cold. So wear a jacket or don't. Anyway, good luck.
Unclear information isn't helpful, which is why when your car needs repair, head to Meineke Car Care Centers. With Meineke e-inspection, we'll send photos and technician notes straight to your phone, telling you what should be fixed and why. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Stephan. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Stephan, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
I'm Nyheim Hines, professional football player. No matter the challenges I face every day in the NFL, my mom is always there for me, despite her own struggles with muscular dystrophy. And MDA is there for my mom. At their 150 care centers across the U.S., MDA is a leading organization in research and care for kids and adults with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and related neuromuscular diseases. Join me and learn more at helpmda.org today. Thank you.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It seems that everybody has an opinion about the job the commander-in-chief has done relative to Afghanistan, and sometimes it can be dangerous to express yourself. Gentleman Jim Dallas has found a story of one member of the military that lost his job.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate. Marine Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller was fired from his job as the commander of the training battalion just one day after he goes on Facebook and he simply, and get this, Kevin, this is after 17 years that he's been in the military fighting this Afghanistan war. He posted just under a five-minute video where he realized he could be fired for saying the things that he did, but he merely asked for accountability for the botched withdrawal, because this is the most lives we've lost in that country, in Afghanistan, in 10 years. So he basically came out and said some things that were critical of the president. Now, if you, and he got fired for it. Now, you contrast that with what happened to then Army Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, who was protected and celebrated by the Democrats for doing the exact same thing when Trump was the president. So it's a different world out there. It's who you vote for. That's what really counts.
What do you think of America's longest war and ending it like this, hightailing it out of there? It's incredibly sad. Yeah. And the fact that we had to lose 13 of our best and brightest in the process of doing this, to me, there's just no excuse for that.
I would like to know why we were there. Okay, I know why we were there, but what has changed? Since we're not going to be there, I think while we were there, we actually were protecting the homeland here because the hornet's nest was not being planned. We know that 9/11 was planned in that part of the world, and we know that bin Laden was hanging out in that part of the world. So we knew that it was kind of a layer of protection for us over here, knowing that the fight was over there. I think what I'm concerned about after 20 years, and I'm sure a lot of the military people are as well, is this may follow us home. I'm not saying that all of these Afghans that are relocating here are going to be jihadists, but we do have an open border, and we do know that people from, 50 or 60 countries have crossed the border just in the past year. So we know that the threat is there, and it seems the Biden administration is not going to do anything until it happens, I guess.
Well, Adam Kinzinger, who is a congressman from Illinois, he was on State of the Union yesterday, and this is cut number four. And he says that Trump and Biden both bear responsibility for this Afghan crisis. I don't buy that notion, but this is what he said yesterday on State of the Union on CNN.
You're seeing members of your party, some of whom you mentioned there, President Trump, certainly others, Mike Pompeo, Nikki Haley, Mike Pence, and they've criticized the Biden administration despite contributing to this SIV backlog. You know, what's your reaction to them rewriting history?
You know, it's amazing. I think what breaks my heart probably more than anything on a political side is that America is being splayed out in the world and embarrassed by the world, and our European allies are saying America looks weak. And yet, honestly, the Republicans are putting out talking points to make Biden look bad. The Democrats are putting out talking points to point at the administration, or the past administration. Truth, they're both responsible. And we're so tribalistic as a country, it's hard for somebody to imagine a Republican saying everybody's responsible. But let's keep in mind, Mike Pompeo met with the Taliban as Donald Trump was publicly saying, we have to get out of Afghanistan at all costs, it's not worth it. Mike Pompeo meets with the Taliban and tries to negotiate something. By the way, they ended up getting rolled harder than almost as bad as Neville Chamberlain, because they knew what the desired outcome of the Trump administration was. So they set this up to fail. But always, of course, Joe Biden could have easily turned this around and instead used it as the excuse to get out. Both parties have failed the American people, and it can't continue, and it particularly can't continue with just pointing fingers while America's embarrassed in front of the world.
One of the things that we're going to do coming up in our next segment, because I want to go to your calls and get your reaction to what you have seen over the course of the last few hours, that last plane out the door, headed out of Afghanistan, and it is so incredibly sad that and even the 13 fallen heroes who were brought back yesterday, that this did not have to happen this way. This was botched in the worst way. I want to find out what you think. 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. We're going to take a quick break. We'll get your calls on the other side. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Get the info you need to know with the KMZQ Newsflash, proudly sponsored by DeCastro Verde Law Group Personal Injury. Alex and Orlando DeCastro Verde will stand by you every step of the way, and their family will fight for yours.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycry and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycry has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycry.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
If you know the facts, you'll get the vax. 99% of hospital COVID patients are unvaccinated. Protect yourself and get vaccinated today at CSN's North Las Vegas or Charleston campus. Need another reason? You could win big prizes. What are you waiting for? Get vaxxed.
The legislative session was a predictable mess for those of us who believe in free markets, limited and accountable governments, and individual liberty. However, understanding which lawmakers voted for what bills, well, that's just the beginning of being able to hold our elected officials accountable for their actions. What took place in Carson City during the session goes far beyond just the votes that they cast. Nevada Policy's legislative report card is your complete guide to what happened behind the scenes of Nevada's 81st legislative session. Not only is each lawmaker graded on their actions in key policy areas, but we break down exactly how the process unfolded throughout the session. That includes the backroom deals, the trade-offs, and the political nonsense behind every key piece of legislation. Go to nevadapolicy.org/report card and sign up to be the first to receive our 2021 legislative report card when it comes out this summer. That's nevadapolicy.org/report card. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
Back then, we'd spend nights in front of the boob tube. We'd take our same seats, smoke cigarettes, and watch until the station played. We all smoked in those days. If that was you then, get your lungs screened now. Surviving lung cancer starts with a scan. Learn more at screenyourlungs.org. This PSA was made possible by industry funding and guidance from lung cancer patient groups.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
One of the things we do on this program on Monday is we make good on the guarantee. If you agree to listen on Monday afternoon, we will watch on Sunday all of the mind-numbing Sunday shows so that you don't have to do it. You can sleep in, you can go to brunch, you can go to church, you can go play tennis, you can go play golf. It doesn't matter. Vivek Murthy, this is Cut 5, is the Surgeon General. He was on with Brianna Keeler on State of the Union. And the question came up, do we need booster shots? This is Dr. Vivek Murthy.
The Biden administration unveiled this new booster shot guidance this week. They're saying that Americans should get a third vaccine shot 8 months after their second shot. How worried are you that Americans just might not get these booster shots?
Well, Brianna, it's our responsibility to make sure people know what the science is telling us about COVID and about the vaccine protection, and then to help people to get those booster shots when that time comes. And I'll tell you, Brianna, the reason that we made this decision is because we looked at the data very closely. We, meaning myself and the top public health and medical experts in the Department of Health and Human Services, and we saw that while protection against hospitalization and death is remaining strong due to the vaccine, there was a reduction in the protection against mild and moderate infection. And our worry was, as time went on, that we may start to see an erosion in the protection against the worst outcomes of COVID. That's why we are not recommending a booster today, because you still have good protection from the vaccines. But the week of September 20th, pending the FDA and CDC advisory groups weighing in, that is when we are planning to start the booster shots. And we'll do everything we can, building on our experience from the last few months, to make sure people have access to the booster shots and to make sure they have the accurate information from credible sources.
What about folks who got Johnson & Johnson? They're still in the dark about how they will get boosters. And some people want to receive maybe a Pfizer or a Moderna shot as a booster when it's available. I know that's not recommended right now, but is it safe? Is it unsafe?
Well, I'm really glad you asked, Brianna, because there are millions of people in our country who received J&J. We want to make sure that their protection continues as well. And here's what we believe. We believe that J&J recipients will likely need a booster, but we are waiting on some data from the company about a second dose of J&J so the FDA can fully evaluate the safety and efficacy of that dose. We also have studies underway that are called mixing studies, where we have one type of vaccine followed by another type of vaccine that would include J&J followed by a Pfizer or Moderna vaccine. And as soon as that data is available, we can present that to the FDA, and they can also review it for safety. And so as soon as those studies are done, we'll have more to recommend to J&J recipients about the timing of a booster and which shot they should get.
There you have it. So the idea is September, the week of September 20th, supposedly, if all goes well, we will have the opportunity for a booster shot. The big question is, if you can't get people, if you can't even get 70% of America to get the basic shot or shots, depending on if it's Johnson & Johnson or Pfizer or Moderna, if you can't get the nation to do that, what makes you think you're going to get them to take a third shot? You're going to get that same 70%.